This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Congress is moving toward a vote on a government funding bill to avoid a shutdown Thursday night. Democrats are separating government funding and the bill to raise the debt ceiling into two bills, with Republicans firmly dug in for now against raising the debt ceiling. Republican Senator John Cornyn of Texas said Democrats don't want to shut down the government. Republicans don't want to shut down the government. The government's fiscal year ends at midnight Thursday. The Senate is poised to vote Thursday to keep the government funded through December 3rd, with the House ready to follow suit. There have been 21 partial U.S. government shutdowns, all since 1976, including three during former President Donald Trump's one-term administration. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has dismissed the United States' offer to resume a dialogue, but says he is open to improving ties with South Korea. In a speech published Thursday in North Korean state media, Kim said the willingness of the U.S. to hold talks was only, in his words, a show to cover up what he called Washington's hostile policy. The administration of U.S. President Joe Biden has repeatedly called for North Korea to resume negotiations stalled since 2019 on the country's nuclear program. Responding to Kim's speech, the State Department stressed in an email to the VOA Korean service that the U.S. harbors no hostile intent toward North Korea. North Korea has conducted three missile tests this month, even as it signals it is open to dialogue with its neighbor, South Korea. In a speech, Kim said he would consider reestablishing communication hotlines with South Korea starting in early October. For more news, please join us at voanews.com via remote. This is VOA News. The International Olympic Committee said Wednesday that tickets for next year's Winter Games in Beijing will only go to spectators from mainland China, and unvaccinated athletes must quarantine for 21 days ahead of the competition. Chinese residents will be able to attend the 109 medal events after spectators were barred from nearly all events in Tokyo this past summer. The IOC said all fully vaccinated participants would be part of a bubble, what it called a closed-loop system, and would be able to move freely inside it. That would include at games-related arenas or areas and arenas, as well as accommodations, catering, and the opening and closing ceremonies. All domestic and international participants and those working in the system will be tested daily. The restriction will start January 23rd and stay in place until after the Beijing Paralympic Winter Games ends on March 13. YouTube is wiping vaccine information and conspiracy theories from its popular video sharing platform. The video sharing tech platform announced immediate bans on false claims that vaccines are dangerous and can cause health issues like autism, cancer, and infertility. YouTube also deleted accounts belonging to some of the most notable propagators of vaccine misinformation and conspiracy theories. The ban on misinformation extends to all immunizations approved by health authorities and are currently being administered. Well, the death toll in the penitentiary gang battle in the coastal city of Guayaquil has risen to more than 100 as authorities find more bodies. Ecuador's prison service said Wednesday that at least five of the bodies had been beheaded. The country's prison bureau said in a tweet that as of the moment, more than 100 dead, 52 injured have been confirmed in Tuesday's clash at the Guayas prison. Earlier, the confirmed death toll stood at 30, but regional police commanders said bodies found in the prison's pipelines were still being identified. And Mexico has begun returning Haitian migrants to their homeland, sending 70 people to Port-au-Prince. The first flight took off Wednesday for Haiti. Mexico's National Immigration Institute said the returns were voluntary and that Haitians had been living in Tabascas and central Mexico. They suggest they were not among the thousands of Haitians who streamed to the U.S. border this month, nor the thousands stuck in the southern city of Guatemala near the border of Guatemala. For more news, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote. VOA News.